This podcast has been brought to you by Kids Network. Hi, my name is Amaya Dillard. I go to Five Forks Middle School, and I am in Ms. Zeman's 8th grade language arts class. Do you remember the TV shows and movies we would watch at a young age, or shows you would watch with younger siblings or relatives when it was their time to watch TV? You know, like Paw Patrol, The Smurfs, Mickey Mouse, and etc. But what you may not know is that based off of a study regarding gender stereotypes and/or roles from kids' entertainment, movies and TV shows have real consequences on kids' self-esteem, relationships, and etc. I agree with this study, and I believe that certain gender roles in children's entertainment are very misleading. When we were younger, we never realized how many gender stereotypes that were in our favorite shows and movies. According to the article, Gender Stereotypes in Kids TV, many shows have an ensemble cast of characters, where one is funny, one is smart, one is dopey, and one is the girl. As in, boys have a variety of personalities, and being a girl is a whole personality wrapped into one. As in, the girl is here as a fun feature in our all-boys situation. This makes me think back to all the shows and movies where there was only one girl, and one that really comes to mind is the Smurfs. She, as in Smurfette, if you don't already know, never had a certain personality like the boys, and she was a lot different and couldn't participate in the same things the boys could participate in just because she was a girl. There are also stereotypes in certain shows that make girls come off as bossy or rude. Shows including Fairly Odd Parents, Rugrats, and Bossy Flossie. Another thing stated in the original article, Gender Stereotypes in Kids TV, I can think of one show where the girls have ideas but are openly scoffed at for being so bossy. Being a leader, having ideas, and taking charge are positive traits. There are many shows like this that show girls as bossy or mean instead of giving them leadership characteristics. Certain shows like these can change a little girl's perspective and cause her to act like those characters, or they could do the total opposite and dislike characters of their own gender just because of the traits that were given to them by certain show producers. But even though there may be shows that are very demeaning to kids, there are also many shows that give everyone roles that make an impact on the show. And they show kids that anyone can be a leader. Well, it looks like my time has come to an end. I just want to thank everyone for listening, and I hope my podcast has had an effect on each and every one of my listeners. I may be done today, but you can catch me next week, same day, same time, on Kids Network Podcast with a new topic, and I hope you all come and listen in.